Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 44, the stanzas 1 through 4. Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble he does send. And let our covenant-keeping God from every ill defend. And what follows, Psalter 44, the four stanzas. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 22, the verses 1 through 14. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine, which speaks of the perseverance of the saints, the articles 13 and 14. Genesis 22, the first 14 verses. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abram and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abram rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abram lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abram said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abram took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abram his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abram said, My son, a God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abram built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, and neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Thus far the scripture reading from the Canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine, which speaks of the perseverance of the saints, Articles 13 and 14. Article number 13. Neither does renewed confidence of persevering produce licentiousness or a disregard to piety in those who are recovered from backsliding, but it renders them much more careful and solicitous to continue in the ways of the Lord, which he hath ordained, that they who walk therein may maintain an assurance of persevering, lest by abusing his fatherly kindness, God should turn away his gracious countenance from them, to behold which is to the godly dearer than life, the withdrawing whereof is more bitter than death, and they in consequence hereof should fall into more grievous torments of conscience. Article 14. And as it hath pleased God by the preaching of the gospel to begin this work of grace in us, so he preserves, continues, and perfects it by the hearing and reading of his word, by meditation thereon, and by the exhortations, threatenings, and promises thereof, as well as by the use of the sacraments. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast granted in this beautiful afternoon of this Sabbath day, that we may place ourselves under the means of grace, and that we attempt with our unclean lips by renewal to draw nigh unto thy throne, then it is so necessary each time by renewal to grant a deep impression of our sinnership and of our unworthiness, of our guilt, but also a realization that a true prayer must come from above. And, ah, Lord, what comes from above, that shall return unto thee. And to that end we humbly beg of thee, that thou may grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication and of thanksgiving, that we may feel our needs aright. And Lord, our needs, they are so manifold. Thou knowest them most perfectly, but thou hast declared in thy word that we may and we must lay all of them before thee. And then the needs for this time, then they are manifold. They can be so overwhelming. They can be so distressing. There can be those impossibilities, those trials, and they can be in so many different ways. Each heart knoweth their burdens and knoweth their crosses. But, ah, Lord, we shall all come through the time. And the greatest need to that end, that is the need of our never-dying soul. Ah, Lord, where the weight, the need of our soul, when that has never truly been experienced and felt, and that we remain so busy and so occupied with all the temporal matters, then we humbly ask thee, that as the great King, that thou may place arrows upon thy bow, and that thou may shoot arrows of love and of conviction into those hearts, that they may be given to realize, that they may be given to learn, that it becomes reality, that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity, and that we cannot appear before our Maker as we are born, with those broken tables of the law, because thou requires a perfect obedience and also a perfect satisfaction. Oh, may it please thee then in this very hour to use thy holy word, the foolishness of preaching, as thou wast promised for the hearts of young and old. Lord, spare us that we deceive not our poor souls with some convictions, only some convictions, with some feelings, with some emotions, and that we are under the truth. We need to be born again, and oh Lord, where thou hast begun that good work, wilt thou grant further instruction also in this passion season, that for thy children, that new light, all for the first time to be brought to the cross, but also in the further exercises, that new light may shine. Ah, thou hast a people that experience that it must all come from above, so dependent upon the working of thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace amongst us in the church? Then by renewal we commend those fathers and mothers who have presented their little children to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. May if they return to their dwelling, and as a Moses of old given to worship, and turned it into prayer and supplication, that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Bless the labors on the Sabbath day during the week. Wilt thou bless the instruction to our youth? Wilt thou help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children, and bless the labors in the Christian school? Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember our denomination, the theological school. Wilt thou remember the instructors and the students, and may prayer be given that their number may be increased in the future. Wilt thou remember mission work, our mission field. Remember the beloved for the Father's sake. Wilt thou remember the persecuted church. Remember all in prison for thy testimony. Then we also remember the minister in prison in our province. Wilt thou remember him together with his wife and family, and may his eyes be upon the King of the church. Lord, remember land and country in these solemn times under thy judgments, and when our federal government, when they are proceeding and attempting to pass a bill in this week that is so contrary to thy holy word and to thy creation ordinance, then we see that thy judgments are so low over the earth, where there is no bowing under thy judgments and under thy holy word. May we be given to commend it unto thee, ah, Lord. Wilt thou keep us and our children under the old truth and the old ways? May there be a fleeing from sin and the many temptations that surround us. Remember also our province, the premier, with all those that stand at his side. Ah, may it be granted that there may come an acknowledgement that thou art reigning in the heavens and upon the earth, and with everything that man attempts. Ah, that without thy blessing it shall not prosper and it shall not avail. Ah, Lord, that is a lesson that we and our children need to learn continually. Remember all the special needs. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Remember all under the physician's care, those that stand in need of healing and strengthening. Wilt thou grant it? May the callings be sanctified. Remember all our elderly ones in the Bethesda, with those that may lovingly care for them, with those that may dwell in their homes. And, Lord, do remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other loved ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? And now, Lord, in this afternoon, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. May it please thee to send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion that with joy and liberty that we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord. May there be many empty vessels, little vessels, and larger vessels when they are so full of self-righteousness of the world. May they be emptied. And when thou hast begun to empty, wilt thou empty them completely, that room may be made for that only and that precious mediator. We do read in thy word of a certain widow when she has gathered many empty vessels, and the doors were shut, that the oil has begun to flow. May that be experienced in this afternoon. Lord, we have nothing to plead upon, but wilt thou have respect unto thy covenant. The privilege that we and our children may be under the external administration thereof, a great blessing and a great privilege, but too short for eternity. But there thou hast promised to work in a special way. Wilt thou do it then in this afternoon, that thy kingdom may come, thy name may be glorified. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 210, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief, and no answer yet has brought relief. And what follows, Psalter 210, the first three stanzas. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 22, and the verses 9 through 13, and we shall read the verses 12 and 13. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, and neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou wast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Our text words speak of Abram and Isaac on Mount Moriah with three thoughts in the first place. An obedient and bound Isaac. In the second place, a slain and called Abram. And in the third place, a provided and sacrificed ram. Abraham and Isaac on Mount Moriah. An obedient and bound Isaac, as we read it in verse 9. A slain and called Abram in the verses 10, 11, and 12. And thirdly, a provided and sacrificed ram, as we read it in verse 13. Thus first, an obedient and bound Isaac. A beloved congregation, on the last Lord's Day we were given to consider an Abram and an Isaac before Mount Moriah. Thus, congregation, then we hear that it does not begin on Mount Moriah, but that the work by His Holy Spirit, that He makes room for the cross on Calvary, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we have heard of that divine command, and that in Abram that he is risen early, and they have traveled for 3 days. What a journey that must have been for an Abram. And then on the third day, then he saw the mount in the distance. And then we have heard the past week that they have left the ass and the young men at the bottom of the mountain, and that Abram, he took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon his son. Then in this history, then we have many types, and we have much deep and profound instruction. Then in Abram, then he is a type of the further led church. And in Isaac, a type of the concerned church. Oh, of seeking souls. What a blessing it is when in the midst of the church that we may find, that we may know of both. And now concerning Abram and Isaac, then we read already in verse 6, and they went both of them together. What a blessing when there may be unity and love between parents and children, between husband and wife. And as we find in this chapter, that there was not only spoken of natural things, our temporal life, but that there may be spoken of the things of the Lord, of that one thing needful. And then we have heard that Isaac was given to speak unto his father, and that Isaac said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Are there such souls that may be exercised in this passion season? Oh, with the wood, with their sins, with that heavy burden, where they have experienced the exceeding sinfulness of death, that have learned that their sin that causes a separation between that good doing, between that holy and righteous God and their poor souls, and that separation that is worse than death. All souls that are exercised with the justice of God, and souls that are given to love that justice, because when the Lord works by His Spirit, and when He sheds that love abroad in the heart, then we learn to love God in all His attributes." But then a special question from Isaac. "Oh, are there souls in my midst that truly need an offering for their sin, and that have learned that they cannot bring that offering themselves?" Because the question could be asked, congregation, why didn't Isaac now wait for 3 days with that question? If they have walked together for 3 days, why didn't Isaac not ask at the beginning, when they have left the dwelling with so many sheep and with so many animals? Why didn't Isaac not ask at the beginning of that journey that question? What he has said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Because an Isaac could not expect that they would have to return for 3 days to fetch that offering. Thus, congregation, why didn't Isaac? Why did he not ask at the beginning? What do you think, congregation? Why didn't Isaac not ask at the beginning of that journey for that burnt offering? Then it seems to be implied that an Isaac has perhaps thought that that ass would be the burnt offering. But then I hear one think, and that is good, because we must think along. But we have heard in a former chapter, in Genesis 18, the verses 17 through 19, that an Abram has instructed his children and his household concerning the things of the Lord. And when we read the scriptures, then it is very clear and very evident that the Lord has instructed our parents and the generations. It is not all written in the Word of God, but that in the way of sacrifice, not only the necessity of sacrifice, that they must be brought before the living God, but also the particulars of that sacrifice, and that mankind, that they could not offer any kind of animal. Do we not read that in Genesis 8, when Noah and his family may come out of the ark, and when Noah has built an altar, then he has not sacrificed any animals, but then we read particular that they were clean animals. Thus it is evident that the Lord has given instruction out of Genesis 15, when the Lord has commanded Abram to sacrifice those animals and to lay them apart. Then they were also clean animals, even with the gifts that they have given to one another in Genesis 19 and in Genesis 21. Then they have given sheep and oxen, but we do not read of unclean animals. Thus it is very evident that our first fathers, that they have been instructed by the Lord, the particulars of those animals, that they must be clean animals, that they must be without blemish for the service of the Lord. Thus did an Isaac not know that ass, that donkey could not be sacrificed. Are there souls that understand it? Is there now a soul that says, now I am that Isaac? Oh, I have been brought up under the truth. And I have learned in catechism, and to that end we must learn our questions good, that can be so profitable. And I have heard so often in church that there is only one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Oh, I have heard so often that by my works that I cannot be saved. And in the way of experience, because if we become busy with an offering and with that wood and with that fire, then it all becomes real in our life. Then it cannot wait. Then we need a sacrifice. And there is a people that learns that separation that is so terrible, and therefore they are seeking to be reconciled. And that in the way of experience with everything that they have learned, and it is true, when the Lord works, he sheds that love abroad in their heart for the Lord, for his word, for his law. And then they have a desire to never grieve the Lord no more. We wish that it was so with the whole congregation. But now for the church to learn that with all their works, that they are polluted with sin, unclean, and that they can never be the sacrifice. What a deep lesson that is for the living child of God. Oh, to be further and further uncovered to our sins, our actual sins, and in the further way to our original sin. And now for Isaac, there came a time that they have left that donkey at the bottom of the mountain. Thus that way that was cut off, that ass could not be the sacrifice for the burnt offering. Oh, and then an Isaac came in need, the one cut off, and he has not received the other, and exercised with that fire and with that wood. And to that end, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the sacrifice for a burnt offering? And then in Abram, then what a precious answer he is given. Oh, we read it was by faith. Oh, Abram was given to follow the Lord unconditionally. Then he was given to say, we have heard it last week, my son, God will provide himself a burnt offering. That's true. God himself would provide that burnt offering. But special wording in the first place, that sacrifice was for himself. Oh, what a precious declaration of the gospel, that the Father has given his Son, John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Oh, when Abram was given to believe that the Lord would provide, then what a blessed foreshadowment of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time in different places of Scripture. Then he is specifically called a lamb. In Isaiah 53, verse 7, is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And in 1 Peter 1 verse 19, not redeemed with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And in Revelation 13 verse 8, there we read that Christ was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world in the decree of God. Oh, then we have mentioned last week that John the Baptist, when he was baptizing, when Christ has come, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Thus God will provide himself a lamb. Oh, that lamb has been provided in the stillness of that never-ending eternity in the Council of Peace. Given in the fullness of time, he has suffered, he has died, and given to his people by the work of the Holy Spirit, which may be embraced by true saving faith. Thus Isaac, a type of a seeking soul, a concerned church, exercised with the wood, with their sins, with a fire, and that needs an offering, a sacrifice for a burnt offering. But in this chapter, then we have many types. Then Isaac is also a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we have heard that Abram, his father, has laid the wood upon his son. And so we read of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has carried his cross so willingly to the cross of Calvary. And now concerning our first thought, an obedient and bound Isaac, then we read by renewal that they went together. What a privilege when the more further led church and the concerned church, that they may walk together, prayers for one another, exercises, instruction, and that they may walk with a holy joy, that they may even be jealous of one another, because when the Lord begins, you ever become jealous of God's people, boys and girls, young people? Have you now truly become jealous to be given to see that is now a blessed and a happy people? And that is the people I desire to walk with and to live with and to die with. For God's true people, not a wish of Balaam, that they only desire to die the death of the righteous, but they also desire to live and to walk with that people according to God's holy word. But oh, for the church that has been led further, and when they may see that tenderness and that first love and that seeking and that dependency to be given to entrust everything into the hands of the Lord, oh, then it can be that their thoughts are brought back, maybe many years, and that with a desire and with a prayer, Lord, may those matters, those things be restored. Of course, that further led church, they have learned more. Oh, they know that that donkey, their own works, that it can never be the satisfaction. Oh, in this chapter, then we have Lord's Day number 5, question and answer number 12. Since then by the righteous judgment of God, God requires perfect satisfaction, is there a way that I may be delivered from punishment and to be restored into favor? Two things. We all like to be delivered from punishment. but for the living soul to be restored into favor. And then the answer is God will have us justice satisfied, and that satisfaction must be made either by us or by another. Thus in Abram and in Isaac, they have went together up the mountain. Isaac has felt the weight of the wood, and then they have come to the top of the mountain. And then we read, and laid the wood, and Abram builded an altar there. And Isaac was given to behold it, that there was an altar. An altar, of course, required a sacrifice. In the book of Hebrews, then Christ is referred to as the altar. And that is a little difficult for our boys to understand. But then we may say that the altar, that is the divine nature of Christ. And his human nature, that was the sacrifice. And now Isaac was given to see an altar. And upon that altar, a sacrifice would be brought that must be well-pleasing unto the Lord. Then for a little time, for a moment, then in the life of Isaac, when that altar was being built, and when the wood was taken off his shoulder, then we would say he had a moment of relief. So it can be in the life of the church that there are times when the Lord speaks and when the Lord grants a promise, when they may receive tokens of the Lord's favor, and even more so when the gospel may be opened, when they may hear those precious words as we have heard in this morning, that the Lord is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, that he is abundant in goodness and truth, then there can be times that it may seem that their sins are covered, that the love covers everything. Oh, even more so, when the gospel may be opened, when they may be given to behold that God-given Savior who can save to the uttermost. But now there came the time. And what a solemn moment that was, that Abram, because for an Isaac, that donkey was at the bottom of the mountain. That is a type of our works. We can never be saved by our works, congregation. And yet no sacrifice and no solution. The time has come that Abram has said, my son, the Lord has spoken. The Lord has said that you must be the sacrifice, that you must be laid upon the altar, that you must be slain, and that you must be burnt to ashes. What a solemn moment it was for an Isaac. He was exercised with that fire, a justice that demands perfect obedience and perfect satisfaction. But now to be exercised, confronted with an executing justice, that the Lord says, sinner, you must pay every penny to the last penny. Otherwise, you must perish. And then in Isaac, it is evident that Isaac was not a child anymore, but that he was grown, because he was enabled to carry that wood all the way up to the mountain. And for an Isaac, oh, then by renewal, what a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, where Christ has already given himself in the stillness of eternity, willing to assume our human flesh, that he was willing to suffer and to die. Oh, see him then, congregation, in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he has went forward so willingly. He has left that upper room. They have sung a hymn, and there the sorrows of hell have come upon him, the wrath of God. He was willing to take upon him the sins of all his people. Oh, see him then, crawl as a worm where a sweat has become as gray drops of blood. It was so terrible that he has even prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The willing Savior, O people of God, may it be granted in this Passion season that we may be given to learn more of the depth and of the riches, the love of the Son, oh, the love of the Father, that he was willing to give a Son, but the love of the Son, that he was so willing. And then Judas with the band has come, and then Christ, as that willing Savior, whom seek ye, Jesus of Nazareth? If thou seekest me, let these go their way. Ah, then Christ, then he has shown that he has all things in his hand. They have all fallen backwards, unable to stand. Oh, Christ has even declared that he could ask his Father for 12 legions of angels, but he has not done so, because he had an eye upon his Father's glory. Oh, he had an eye, as we read in Hebrews 12, that for the joy that was set before him. What was that joy, congregation? That was his black bride, a bride that is never asked. And after they were wrought upon, that they have counted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ an unclean thing, a bride that has tried so hard to be saved by their works, but who have been taught by the Spirit that there is only one name given under heaven. Oh, see him then in the hall of Caiaphas, see him and then in Gabbatha, see him then on the way to Calvary, where he has carried the cross, oh, in his terrible agony, that he still had a word for the daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, see him then on the cross of Calvary, that willing Savior. And now we read, and Abram built an altar there and laid the wood in order. Thus that wood was laid in order upon the altar. We read of that wood in Leviticus 1 verse 7 concerning the sacrifices, and the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. Thus that wood that had to be laid in order. And now in Psalm 50, verse 21, we have said that wood, that is a type of our sins, that the Lord has said, these things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Thus by the work of the Holy Spirit, then the Lord sets in order Many times he brings back things we have forgotten. The Lord says in that place at that time, this sin or that sin, you can multiply it out. That the Lord with his justice, that he sets everything before us. And as in this morning hour, that we have those broken tables of the law, transgressors of all the commandments and transgressors from the womb because of our original sin. Thus an Isaac was given to see that that wood was laid in order upon the altar. And then further, oh, and Isaac, we have said, he could have easily ran away or escaped. Maybe the question is, but didn't Isaac not have a right to escape? Because we may not murder or kill one another. Of course, in this chapter was something very extraordinary. They did not have the word of God. Of course, our children, our sons and daughters, they must always honor and obey father and mother, unless when there is something commanded that is contrary to the word of God. And if there are questions concerning those commands, then it is best, then it is our calling, that we go to another father or mother, teacher, office bearer, and ask concerning these matters. Then we only have to mention that awful sin of incest. Let us hope that it is not taking place in the midst of our family circles, where it is a sin that has destroyed so many bodies and souls, families and churches. But now in Isaac, it was a special revelation of the Lord to Abram that the Lord has required it. And Isaac was a sinner. And now he could have escaped, but he was given to give himself freely. And then we read, and bound Isaac his son and laid him upon the altar upon the wood. What a moment for a sinner. Ah, they learn what it is to be bound by the justice of God, by the law of God, and an accusing conscience. And that Satan accuses them, as we read in Zechariah 3, that they are guilty indeed. What a moment for an Isaac when he was laid upon that altar, upon that wood. And then the solemn moment has come that Abram was ready to slay his son. Our second thought, a slain and called Abram. And then we read, and Abram stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. We have mentioned last week that an Isaac was given to say to his father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the burnt offering for the sacrifice? And then an Isaac has not asked concerning that knife. But now, when he was laid upon the altar, and that is the executing justice of God, when the justice of God, oh, that moment for a sinner to be given to bow under the justice of God and to go lost under that justice, then that knife becomes reality. And to that end, it was not at the bottom of the mountain, but when an Isaac was laid on the altar, staring up to the blue heavens. And then when in Abram, when he has taken that knife to slay a son, then in Isaac became exercised therewith. Oh, that executing justice. And now what has the Lord done? Then we read, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abram, Abram, called twice. That means it was very important, was very urgent. We read many more times that the Lord has called the saints doubly. Father Jacob in Genesis 46, when he was on the way to Egypt, then he became so troubled in leaving that promised land. But then the Lord has come over Jacob, Jacob. Oh, at that burning bush in Exodus 3, when Moses was given to behold that bush that was in fire and not burnt, and when the Lord had a very special message, then he has said, Moses, Moses, oh, that little Samuel, when he has been called three times and he thought it was Eli, then in 1 Samuel 3 verse 10, a Samuel, Samuel, we even read that a name is mentioned three times. That is in Jeremiah 22 verse 29, where the prophetess cried with a loud voice, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Oh, think of a Martha, ah, that dear Martha, that loved the Lord Jesus Christ with her whole heart. And therefore, she was so busy serving. And then she received a special rebuke and a special instruction. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Oh, also Saul, on the way to Damascus, with those letters in his pocket, persecuting the church. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abram, Abram. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, and neither do thou anything unto him. Thus a message, just in time. We can understand it, boys and girls. That message would have been 1 second later. Then Isaac would have been slain. And now we have said much instruction of foreshadowment of the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have said that Isaac is also a type of Christ. But now concerning the greater Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ, then he was laid on the altar, not laid on the altar, he was nailed to the cross, that cursed cross of Calvary. And there he is hung under God's justice, because the Father has dealt with the Son judicially, because all the sins of his church have been laid upon him. And therefore he has hung on the cross as so guilty. And then the prophet Zechariah, in chapter 13, verse 7, we read, Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hands unto the little ones. Oh, the sword of the Father's justice, a slain his son. But congregation, on the cross of Calvary, there was no angel that has come, that sword may be returned into a sheath, because the Father's justice, but that requires a perfect satisfaction, and to that end it has been fulfilled. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd. And in the sacrifice of the cross, there lies a way to be saved for us and our children. Our third thought, a provided and sacrificed ram, but let us first sing. Psalter 137, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. He calls aloud to heaven and earth, that he may justly judge his own. My chosen saints together bring, who sacrifice to me alone. And what follows, 137, 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Abram and Isaac on Mount Moriah. An obedient and bound Isaac, a provided and sacrificed ram, Noah slain and called Abram, and now thirdly, a provided and sacrificed ram. And then we read, lay not thine hand upon the lad, and neither do thou anything unto him. Then for an Isaac, oh, it points to the church of the living God, when they may be given to experience what we read in Micah 7 verse 9, I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And now when the Lord has said, for now I know that thou fearest God. Of course, we read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, that the Lord knoweth the end from the beginning. The Lord knoweth perfectly what would transpire. But then we have heard at the beginning of this chapter that the Lord has proved and tempted Abram and given him an opportunity to surely show that he loved the Lord above all. When we think of husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, then they do not only speak those words, but then they have a desire that there may be opportunity to show to one another that their love, that it is real, that it is sincere. And now further, oh, for an Isaac, that knife that was taken away, and an Isaac, he still needed, because Abram said, the Lord will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. That altar was built. That wood was there. The fire was ready to burn. Then it was still an altar that needed a sacrifice. And now in this chapter, then the type shifts. We have many times in the Bible that there are many types, because concerning the precious work of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing upon this earth that can truly declare that sacrifice. And to that end, we think of the tabernacle service. It was the offerings, it was the priest, the offering, the altars. It all pointed to Christ. And now the Lord has provided a sacrifice. And then we read, and Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Thus now in this chapter, then the Lord has provided a sacrifice, a substitute for Isaac. And now this ram that is a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the lamb, that is more referring to the priestly office. The lamb, but now the ram, of course, also included in the priestly office. But it also points to his kingly office, because we read of a ram with horns. And for an animal, then the horns are given for ornament, but also for power. In Daniel 8, when Daniel was given to see a vision of different nations, then he has seen a ram with two horns. The one was bigger than the other, referred to the Medes and the Persians. And then that ram has went forward, and it seems that none could stop him. But then Daniel was given to see a he-goat with a notable horn between his eyes, and that he-goat that ran into that ram, and that ram lost his horns, and his power was gone. Thus then it is clear in our history, oh, in the first place, it is the history of the trial of faith. But what precious lessons for the church of God, but also what a blessed and beautiful foreshadowment of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. O congregation, when we read, reverently speaking, that ram was caught in a thicket, maybe with thorns, that he was caught in that thicket, then also what beautiful foreshadowments concerning the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. May we not say reverently, because in the Council of Peace, in Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, and thy law is written within my heart. O then Christ, then he has promised in that council of peace that he would come in the fullness of time, that he was willing to suffer and die. Oh, it concerned the salvation of the church and the glorification of the attributes of his Father. May we then not say reverently concerning that covenant of grace, oh, that he was given as that surety, that is the willing servant of the Father, that he has went forward, that he has suffered and died. When we read that he was caught in the thickets, oh, then Christ has been born under the consequences of sin. Do we not read that he was a hungered, that he was weary? Oh, he has suffered, he has declared, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nest. But the Son of Man hath not to where to lay his head. Oh, has he not been entangled, reverently speaking, with the sins of his church, where the Father has imputed, laid all those sins upon his blessed Son, that in that respect, judicially, he is stood guilty before his Father. And to that end, there was a divine must. Oh, we have heard a few months ago, out of Luke 2, verse 49, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? Oh, that divine must, that includes that he must suffer, that he must die. And what we read in John 17, verse 4, concerning that high priestly prayer, that he must finish the work of his Father. Oh, was he not caught in the thickets of God's justice, that justice must be satisfied? Oh, he was called to suffer and to die. And to that end, when he has went from court to court, he was pronounced guilty. Thus, what that must have been for Isaac. And Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of a son. What that was for Isaac when he was taken off the altar of that wood where the fire would soon consume the wood and the sacrifice, that he may come off that altar. But that the Lord has also given an offering for that altar. When he was given to see that ram caught in the thickets, could not run away, bound. And when his father has went and taken that ram, and with that same knife that was ready to slay Isaac, that he has killed a ram, that the blood has flown, and that that ram was laid upon the wood. The fire was lit, and that ram was consumed, that the smoke has ascended unto the heavens, and that that ram was turned to ashes. What that must have been for Isaac, when Isaac was given to see it. Now that ram has taken my place, that that ram was killed with that knife, that that ram was laid upon the wood with that fire lit, when he was given to see that whole ram, that it was burnt, that that ram was turned to ashes. What that must have been for Isaac, then he was given to see so clearly that that ram has taken his place. What a beautiful foreshadowment of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was willing to take the place of his people, that he was willing to suffer and die, that he has satisfied divine justice, that his church may go free. What an instruction in this chapter concerning the way that the Lord leadeth his people. And now the question, congregation, is, are we exercised with those holy matters and realities? Are we exercised with that wood? Have we felt the weight thereof? And not only exercised with our mind, I hope that we think oftentimes of our sin and of the justice of God with a deep impression that we cannot appear before the Lord with all our sins and our transgressions. Has the need been born in our heart for a sacrifice? Have we tried? Because that shall be learned in the way of experience, congregation. We can know it well in our mind, and it is necessary that we may know with our mind how the Lord converts his people. And many times when the Lord works, then we can be so foolish to try to tell the Lord how it must exactly go. But the Lord always leads his people in ways that they have not known, mysterious ways. But all of God's people, it is true, the one he leads more in a gentler way, the one he draws more, and another he drives more. But they shall all learn the burden of their sins, that that is so bitter and so grievous. All of God's people shall learn to weep bitter tears about of their sins. The children of God shall learn that separation that their sins cause. And now it is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that precious Christ in the way of uncovering. Ought to learn that donkey, we have said, there's a picture of our works, but that must all be cut off. And in that way, oh, what lessons that an Isaac has learned, oh, for the church of God to examine how far we can come with an Isaac. Oh, blessed Isaac, when he was given to fall under the justice of God, but then taken off that altar and to be given to behold that ram, a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has come to save sinners. Oh, if an Isaac, if he had our Bible, then he would have said what I read in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we humbly ask thee that thou may bless thy word, and may we be given to turn each and every one of us unto ourselves, and to examine our hearts, and to consider the wood and the fire and the knife, and the necessity of a sacrifice, and that thou wert so just, Lord, than we have heard in this morning, that thou wert merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundance in goodness and in truth. Thou wast merited salvation. It is thy work to apply it to that end, Lord. Wilt thou work mightily with thy Holy Spirit, and remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of the Sabbath day, bring the congregation under the means of grace in this evening hour. Wilt thou be mindful of the brother elder that is called to read, make it easy for him. Wilt thou grant opening at the throne of grace. May there be Aaron's and hers. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 426, the stanzas 7 through 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? With joy I'll take the cup of his salvation and call upon his name with thankful vow. And what follows, 426, 7 through 10. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.